1 year ago, I spoke to Southern Baptists concerning the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary and the movement on the part of the alumni to endow the chair of Old Testament interpretation with $100,000. More than $30,000 has been paid in toward this endowment. Encouraged by the growing interest on the part of the alumni and other friends, we now address ourselves to the task of completing this endowment at the earliest possible date. The appeal is for a love offering from all who appreciate the work of the seminary, which has trained thousands of pastors, hundreds of missionaries, scores of denominational leaders. Of the 7,394 young preachers who have studied in the seminary, about 4,000 are still in active service. Many of them are making sacrificial gifts for the Old Testament chair. Little children also are giving their pennies, boys and girls their dimes, youths and maidens their quarters, men and women their dollars. Dr. A.T. Robertson, my bosom friend for 49 years, gave before his death $600. One alumnus, now nearly 80 years old, has given $1,000. Another alumnus has already given $1,200 and expects to give more. With such examples to stir us, we are confident that the friends of the seminary will give more generously this fall and that the endowment fund will climb much nearer the 100,000 mark. A year ago, I challenged Southern Baptists to read with me Isaiah chapters 40 to 66 10 times and Paul's letter to the Ephesians 40 times. During this conventional year, I'm inviting Southern Baptists to read with me 10 times the Acts of the Apostles, the Gospel of John, and the three epistles of John. On the first day of each calendar month, we open at the Acts and read straight through the book in 28 days. On the first day of each month, we also open at the Gospel of John and read straight through the book in 21 days. Then we turn over to the epistles of John and read straight ahead until the 28th day of the month, when we complete the third epistle of John. Why have I chosen the Acts and the writings of John? For two reasons. First, the International Uniform Sunday School lessons from July to December of the present year are taken from the Acts and the Epistles. And for the first quarter of 1937, the lessons come from the Gospel of John. Second reason is that the work of the Holy Spirit is set forth by our Lord Jesus in John with a fullness and a charm unequaled elsewhere in the Gospel. And the account of the early spread of Christianity by Dr. Luke ought to be called not the Acts of the Apostles, but the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Just before his ascension, our Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Tarry in the city until ye be clothed with power from on high." He also said to them, "Ye shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth." Not until they had received the baptism of the Holy Spirit were the little company of 120 believers in the upper room ready to bear witness with convincing power to the resurrection and saving grace of the Lord Jesus. After Pentecost, the disciples were heroic in faith and endeavor. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit was repeated in the home of the Roman centurion, Captain Cornelius, when Gentiles also received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Peter and Stephen and Paul and others were filled with the Spirit, and therefore spoke with boldness and with persuasive power. All the spiritual values of Pentecost are available in the 20th century if we are willing to pay the price. The gift of tongues and the ministry of supernatural healing were temporary. The convicting and converting power of the Holy Spirit, gloriously manifest at Pentecost and in the house of Cornelius, is permanent and is available now. I rejoice to give my personal testimony that the Holy Spirit can take charge of both preacher and congregation. The Holy Spirit still falls upon assemblies of believers who confess their sins and pray for unction from on high. Oh, for such preparation of heart and life and such unity of spirit among believers as will make possible the baptism of the Spirit to clothe our people with power as witnesses for our Lord. Then Southern Baptists can win men to Christ by hundreds and thousands, yea, by millions. May the Holy Spirit create in us the divine urge to go forth like our Master to seek and to save the lost. May He open our eyes to see that all men are lost, really and terribly lost, until Christ Jesus comes into their hearts and saves them from their sins. May He give us compassion for the lost and courage to speak to them of the saving grace of our Lord. This final word, let us give all the keys of our lives to the Lord Jesus and open our hearts for the inrush of the Holy Spirit. O Spirit of God, fill us and empower us to be good witnesses for our Master. Amen.